Good morning, Audio Boo. Paul Ema here. Just giving a little quick boo, rattling off some thoughts and information about the new Audio Boo website, webpage. My thoughts are that it looks very nice indeed. The two columns are a little bit confusing, which, you know, if you're like me, you want to see the oldest, listen to the older ones first. Which one is it? Does it go left, right, up, down? Is the one that's starting slightly before the other one, which is which? But that's a minor point. It does look rather nice, even though it's fundamentally the same, the website. So that's good. It's just had a lot of a new sort of polish on the top. I do notice that I was playing one just now, and it's still got the same problem in Chrome. And I know it's probably a Chrome bug, so they haven't changed what audio player they use, because it pauses. It paused about 1 minute 10 seconds into a 4 minute play, which is very annoying. You just have to restart it and then it works. I know this is something to do with Chrome and the Chrome beta version I'm using, perhaps, because it doesn't happen in Firefox. Anyway, what I've heard a lot about SM2N, Top Gold, and David Bailey MBE of saying, where are the RSS feeds? They appear to have disappeared. They haven't. They're still in the header. It just seems to have been forgotten about for the most part in the redesign. I hope that means they stay, and they're not going to get rid of them, because it's what I think puts Audio Boo ahead of the game for all of the other ones. It's the, as Top Gold put, it's the plumbing of the internet, RSS feeds. And it's vastly underrated. I use Google Reader, and if they get rid of that, I'd be stuffed. I know they probably think, oh, we can just use Google Plus now, and it's coming along, Google Plus, but it doesn't yet replace Google Reader or a feed reader of some description. Certainly Twitter's not useful in that respect. Anyway, if you look at the source of, you'll see somewhere down in the list a link, href, and you'll find it's a application stroke RSS plus XML is what it usually is, and you'll find it's there. I've actually got a Google Chrome plugin that will auto detect it for me, and then what it does is if I click on that, it'll either display the RSS feed using another plugin that displays XML, or it'll send it straight through to Google Reader. And I'm just looking down my list of what it's called, and it is, can't find it. I've got too many Chrome extensions. RSS subscription extension, and it's by Google. That's what it's called. So if you search for that, and all it does is put a little RSS feed icon into the URL area, and allows you to look at any RSS feeds on that page. Like I say, I think RSS feeds are brilliant. I use the followed RSS feed. I have a feed for a board. They were called playlists, but they're now called boards. So that anyone I'm not following, I can add it to that board. And I use a podcatcher on my phone, and it'll automatically appear as a new entry on my podcast app on my phone, and allow me to listen to it. And if it's really interesting, I'll then follow that person as well. Also use the RSS feeds using if this then that, and it will save a copy of my audio booze directly to Evernote, so it's useful as a backup service. That's great. And also follow a similar thing for my favorites. It's got an RSS feed. So whatever you do, Audioboo, please don't get rid of the RSS feeds. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.